Hi, my name is Amir. I'm the CEO of Fastform. We have made an interactive table tennis training machine. We are using hardware technology, data analytics, and software to provide visual stimuli training. Our story starts when I was a national table tennis player of Iran, and I was always wondering how can I improve my skills until I become a sports science researcher in Seoul National University. And I came out with a theory with my professor. In order to test that theory, we need to make the interactive table tennis training work. Our hardware provides personalized training program and evaluates the weakness of the user, powered by AI and machine learning. This means we are providing an optimized training program. To reach this ambitious goal, we are using different types of sensor with a special algorithm to improve player skills. Fastform provides a real-time multimedia feedback, just like a Siri for the player using a mobile phone. That's Fastform, the smart interactive table tennis training board.
Hello and warm welcome to everyone to Tech Talks with VJCV. Today I'm excited to bring to you Amir Kamandi, the founder and CEO of Fastform. Welcome, Amir, to the show. Let's hear from you.
Hello, Vijay. Thank you so much for having me again in your great talk. And it's my pleasure to be here again and announce that once before, during development, we talk, and now after a few years of R&D, is eventually your make it available for the public and everywhere in the world. So it's my pleasure to be here.
Amir, can you tell us what is Fastform?
Sure. Fastform, we are making the device, that we are making the first interactive system that is include the hardware and software. Basically, the system will show you where to send the ball, and it communicates with you through a mobile phone. Tell you where's your weakness, where's your strength, and we have done a scientific research that the visual stimuli training will improve the decision making reaction time of players. So yeah, we are very excited that eventually the system is getting ready for the public.
All the best, Amir.
Thank you.
One question everyone has in the back of their mind when we talk about table tennis is one of the fastest game. So how do you ensure that you capture all the movements and you track the ball placement and everything? How do you do that?
Sure. There are existing technology already in the market. What have been used so far to get the information was by camera, and if you want to get all the information from the performance accuracy and provide performance feedback, we need to have three dimension of the table and use high speed cameras. But what we have done, we are approaching to this from a different angle, that we are using sensor that the accuracy is very high, and we can provide the system way cheaper than other similar system. But we are getting it with different types of sensor, and the algorithm between the sensors we are manipulated to get the information of performance. But for the movement, is a kinematic feedback that we don't have it yet.
Okay. And is that something that you will be coming out maybe in a couple of years' time?
Sure. This is something that we are working on it already. But in order to release it, it's need time. And we have a lots of more development that we are doing in the mobile application.
Great. And I have seen the video of your product, so wherein you put panels on top of the table tennis board, and that's when the sensors work. So how easy it is to put together the panel, how much time it takes, and how easy it is to dismantle also.
Sure. So one of the thing that we work on it a lot was making it as easy as possible to set up, and it take only 45 seconds, you know, 30 seconds to 1 minute only to set up whole system. So the system will come in four, it's like a modular system in four tiles that it can connect to each other. We are using magnetic connector, and that is very easy that we can set it up. And, you know, it can connect to any type of ball shooter with the ball sensor that it come with it.
I just need a mobile, any mobile device can start recording it and sending it to the, your application.
That's right. That's right. It's just we are using Bluetooth 0.5, and it is the fastest Bluetooth available in the market, and it can communicate with the system in real time. So basically, when you are playing, all your data analysis, it would be on the mobile phone in real time. And after your training, you can save it, you can delete it, you can reset it. And you can compare it with each other to see your matrix in number. So basically, we are making it available for everyone in real time to see their matrix.
Awesome. So you mean to say that I can send it to my coach or to my friends to show that this is what I learned today and where should I improve and things like that?
Absolutely. So basically, we have two modes. One mode is just statistic mode that it shows you very, we put a lot of efforts into the UI UX to show that the result in the most presentable way. And another mode is a camera mode that while you see your statistic, the camera also is recording yourself. And after your training, you can send it to your coach, you can send it to your friends, or you share it in your social media. And
awesome. Is Fastpong one of the earliest startups, or rather earliest companies who are actually giving real-time solutions to this, or is there anyone else giving real-time table tennis solutions?
So basically, we are the first one to make so basically I can divide our system in two systems. One is the first things we are doing is we are providing visual stimuli training that has not been ever created in table tennis before. And it the target move, and then you have to make a fast decision and send the ball to that specific target. For the second part of the data analysis, so what we do is a little bit, there are a couple of other companies that are doing it, but some of them, they are not in real time. They are just having it manually, and they provide the data of competition, not for the training, because it's going to cost a lot. So if you manually analyze the game. And another company called Data Stadium that is getting this information by having real sense as well as high black magic camera. And that's, it's extremely expensive if you want to have the full setup. And this is not something that the players can have. It's just for media. And but what we do is just very practical terms. Very practical, because you can get it in real time on your phone, and if you don't want, you just delete it. If you want, save it, and you can do whatever you want with those data, which is very valuable for the coach.
Great. So once I buy Fastform, and I'll come to the cost of that, we'll discuss that. How does that happen? The mobile application comes free of cost, or is there a subscription model? How does that work?
Sure. So at the moment, we have only one type of application, which you can save your, you can see your data in real time. You can save your data. You can control the system. Basically, you program the system and, you know, it's a communication. At this point, we have that, and it's free for everyone. But in the future, we are going to have lots of more function into it, which the only owner of the device gonna have it for free forever. But the other people in the clubs that they are coming to practice, they have to pay for the for those. If they want those functions, they have to pay for the subscription. It's not very much. It's very little. That if they want to enjoy those functions, which is, for example, put them into the ranking system, getting the daily challenge and getting training program that's suggested by our algorithm, those would be based on subscription. But at the moment, we have only one type, which is free for everyone.
Great. So the most important question, when you're doing your global launch, what is the price that people will get this product? And is this available globally?
Sure, sure. Now we had actually a soft launch since the second week of last month, March. And the price is, you know, everything from our manufacturing, the cost is raising, you know, everything gonna be expensive in a few months and raised. So what we are doing, the price of the device is around 2,200 euro, but we are going to have the promotion only for one until 20 of May, from 6th of April to 20th of May. That promotion is 20% discount, as well as free shipping worldwide, and it comes with the bags and the bowls. But after that, the price gonna be back to the normal price of 2,200 euro, and the customer should, it automatically in our website gonna calculate for the shipping. We have this promotion basically for a lot of people were waiting for our system for quite a long time, and it's just gonna be an appreciation for the patient, and yeah.
So for less than 2,000 euros, people can buy this and install it and start using it.
Yes, that's right. Just for the limited time.
Okay. And say if you have a million users going forward, is there a possibility that I can see in terms of where do I stand at, in terms of the million users? Is there a possibility where you will populate the data and show me if I'm doing better than the people across the globe who are using FastPump?
So this is not, we are not gonna put it in that way. In our first phase, you cannot see, but in the second phase of our application, that it will come very soon, the next update, they can attend to some competition and challenge, and over there it would they would have a ranking system. And they're gonna see where are them in the city, in the world, in the country. So they're gonna see the ranking system of that specific challenge or competition, because our system can provide different games, and you can see it in, you know, where you stand.
So going back to the discussion we had, I think almost 3 years back when you were putting together everything, and we had spoken about your journey from being a junior national player for Iran and then moving to South Korea, doing your sports analytics courses, and then finally trying to give back to table tennis, what you have been thinking all through your years playing table tennis. So now you're going to do your global launch. How do you feel looking back at your journey?
Yeah, it was a really tough journey. Our initiation basically was making the data analysis and visual stimuli training available for everyone. And we tried our best to minimize the cost for people that everyone can enjoy it. It was a long journey, you know. Hardware is really hard. And when it comes to the quantity and manufacturing, it numbers, it make it way harder. And for startups, basically, because every little change gonna cost a lot. Every little change costed a lot of money and efforts and different party to collaborate with each other to make a very little change. So we have tried in Fastmoon our best to make the most, to make the highest quality device and to keep the price low as we could. And now it's a very exciting moment that after 3 years, eventually after lots of people were approaching us, wanting to have the system. And this is a very exciting moment for us that to see all these years of development eventually is getting to the hand of people, the hand of my friends in table tennis industry, which is really valuable for me.
Super. Yeah. So if I understand correctly, so your main target customers would be the coaches, and individual users would be like who are away from the city, who wants to practice and send the details to the coaches and all. Otherwise, I think it would be the academies who would be your target market currently, right?
That's absolutely right. So at the moment, we are targeting the coaches and ping pong clubs. But I should say that we made our system so versatile that professional player gonna get a lot of advantage, as well as amateur gonna get advantage too. So it's designed for both group, because professional, they're gonna improve their reaction time, decision-making, accuracy, while it motivate the beginners and amateurs because it's interactive and it quantified their improvement, basically. So it quantified that how, for example, the forehand has been improved by the metrics the coach can show them, which is really a big motivation, because so far we have to just go as a young player, especially for children, they're just gonna go and play without they know if they have improved or not. The only chance they have is competitions. While some people are improving, but they are not doing well in competition, which is not really important, especially for children. And this is how we can motivate children, especially to keep training.
Especially when kids are stuck to mobile devices and watching
a lot of
games and cartoons, the parents will be really happy if they can actually move physically and play some game. And for kids also, when they start seeing the graphs, seeing the improvements, that gives them the motivation factor. So it's going to be really fun, actually.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely. Or they can create their own training, you know, in the phone. And, you know, it's just gonna just create a different game and strategy and play and see if they have done it right or not.
Great. How does he receive the balls? So the ball tracks the movement of the player and then sends the ball to him. How does that happen?
So what it is, our system show has 8 different targets. And it comes with the ball sensor that you can connect it to any type of ball shooter in the market. And then when you connect to your ball shooter, actually it works without the ball shooter too. For example, if they want to have a training with the feeder or coach, you have to just, you know, it's possible. You know, in our phone, they can connect it to the Bluetooth and then create their own training or use the training that is available in the library and then select go and it's all done. It's set, very easy to use. And they're gonna see their statistics.
Awesome. So even if I don't have the machine, the ball machine, I can have another player on the other side who can receive your serves or the smashes and
that's right. So if you don't have a ball machine, usually what we do is a multi-ball training. So very professional people, they are not using ball shooter machine. They're using with a feeder with the multi-ball training, because the quality of ball is as it should be as real as possible. So in our application, there is only one button. They're going to press, no robot. And then the system will adjust their behavior and it will work with the multi-ball training.
Recently, you have collaborated with Samsung, South Korea's one of the leading table tennis academies. So talk us about that.
Sure. So we are working with them, with Samsung and Masawa. We wanted to, they were very interested and to see our technology, and they are actually adapted this technology already in their training. And to be honest, at the first, the coach Yunamgu, who is the world gold medal, Olympic gold medalist, at the first approach, they were like, I don't know. And then when they see more and more about the functionality, he become very happy and he changed his mind. It was like, okay, that's great. And also we have, and they are using the system right now in their training. And we have also had a good relationship with Chuseok. Chuseok is a world champion, and recently he become the head coach of South Korea. He's one of the very open-minded coach right now. And he's looking for technology and improvement of his students, which is he really enjoyed playing and teaching with the device. And I'm sure he's gonna do a great job because he has the knowledge, he has the experience, and he has this openness to accepting and adapting technology in his training and teaching. So I'm sure South Korea did a good job that's choosing him as the head coach. And I'm sure there's a broader one for South Korea team.
Amazing. And you spoke about technology. So your device comes with both hardware as well as software which are part of that. So we have seen startups who actually either go behind the hardware or behind software. You actually worked on both sides of that. So take us through in terms of what actually happens with your hardware part and the software.
Sure. Yes, as I say, hardware is really hard. And first, I tell you a little bit how it has started. I was researching about what is happening to our neuroconnectivity of brain, that we are improving our decision-making, reaction time, and accuracy. And I wanted to study it in the complex movements, just like table tennis. So we needed to create some lights that it shows when the ball comes to the player. And we were just studying what is happening in our neuroconnectivity. And we find out this type of training is very unique, and it's actually improving this group of people that we are testing with them. Only in 5 to 6 weeks, they had a very significant improvement. Then we think about it to bring it to the market, why this is a beneficial system and we have to bring it to the system, to the market. And then we decided, okay, now is the time that we are getting this information and we are just showing it in a very small box. We say this is very informative and very valuable that people see it in a nice UI UX and seeing it, to see. And also we can suggest the training if we have this information. Then we decide, okay, now is the time that we can make an application. And it was a very difficult journey, you know, especially the communication between this hardware and your software in real time. And the information is back and forth. It's not only the device gonna send the information, also the mobile phone is sending the information to the system as well in real time. So that make it a lot of difficulty here, that we need another team of Bluetooth protocol communication team that handle this situation between the app and the hardware. So, and we got that, very interesting data, and we see that we can do a lot with this. We can do a lot with this and help people who wants to improve and who wants to get involved with this sport.
Superb, superb, Amir. When we have been discussing after the first round of chat we had 3 years back, and we have been discussing in between in terms of how your product is developing and a lot of challenges during COVID. You had a hard time figuring out the hardware, supplies and everything. And now looking at you smiling, I can see that all the hard work has actually given good reasons to smile, and you're all set for your global launch. So amazing to see that. In terms of what is that one message that you want to give out to the table tennis players and coaches across the globe? What is FastPong gonna give them or offer them?
Sure. So this market is a little bit conservative. People, the coaches will just stalk into the way that they were doing it, practicing it, and developing themselves. But this is a time that we have to digitalize our sports, because we do not want to be behind the computer game. And we are playing the sport the same way, we are training the same way that 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, they were training. And if we do not open our minds in table tennis industry and adapt technology, we're gonna lose this sport for the new generation, because this is a generation that see technology everywhere. And if they do not see it in our sport, they are not gonna be involved in it. And there is a big gap between technology and sport currently existed, which we as a people in this industry have to fill up for the next generation. Otherwise, this sport's gonna go down, the involvement, the playing gonna go down, and we have to do everything we can to keep the new generation involved in table tennis.
Before I wind up this talk, as a typical customer, I'll ask one question in terms of what happens if only one of my panel falls down and breaks. So what happens in that case? How do I get a replacement, and what will be the cost for that?
So for 3 years, we are going to just charge if the problem is coming not from the system or it's break, you break it. So we are just for 3 years, we are just charging for material only cost, and we will provide for you the second with the very low cost. It depends on what is the problem. But for 3 years, we are just using handling the situation in a way that it can be not big burden, and it's gonna be replaceable, because there are four boards and all of them are modular. If one of them break, we can replace it with another one for you with the just cost of the material. Have 1 year of warranty that anything that has happened to the system, we are fully taking the responsibility and replace it free for our customer.
That shows the confidence of it. And I can see that confidence in your face as well. When we talk now, you're completely confident in terms of your product and you're sure that it's going to be a global hit. All the best for your launch. And I hope a lot of media houses cover you, and it will be great to see. And I have already seen that you have won at least 4 or 5 awards at startup stages. Someone who has lifted trophies when you're playing junior nationals, now you're back receiving trophies and certificates from the startup ecosystem. And I hope to see you getting more and more of that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you and your blog to hosting me. And it's my great honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amir.